tuned in to the Roto Experts.
Hour number two, Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We got the executive, the king, Wall Street, all here with you on a Tuesday. Check it out. Everything that happened this past week, of course, looking forward as well. And to look forward, we do have to look back slightly, because yesterday we got on the air, Corey, and we're like, hey, AJ Green, this dude's going to be suspended at least a game, probably two, for choking the life out of Jalen Ramsey.
Put hands on him.
I came out here, I said, I don't even think Mike Evans will get suspended. I think he'll just be fined quite a bit. And the news drops yesterday afternoon that it's the opposite. AJ Green, maybe he'll be fine, maybe he won't. Those fines come out later in the week. But Mike Evans, the only member of all the teams that were fighting on Sunday, the only player to get suspended was Mike Evans.
I think he had the most egregious play, even though A.J. Green was throwing blows. A.J. Green did get ejected from the game. Evans was allowed to remain in the game, which I think was a mistake. Evans did, he could have seriously hurt the kid Lattimore. The Buccaneers were the instigators in that situation, so yeah. I think the AJ Green thing, I think Jalen Ramsey was the instigator.
Really? I mean, Jalen Ramsey didn't choke the life out of him, though.
He pushed AJ Green, and he probably was probably was back and forth throughout the course of the game. But, like, AJ Green has a reputation as being one of the good guys in the NFL.
I can see where
he's
Corey's
not one of
coming
those
from.
Animals. Thugs.
I see where Corey's coming from, though, because if you watch the film, if you watch the film again, you see there's a lot going back and forth. And what Corey's saying is it escalated to a point, and that's where Ramsey shoved him. And Green retaliated and decided he had just had
enough.
Yeah,
Green was just like, I don't play that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it built up, and he just decided he had enough. Now, the reason I believe, and there's other speculation that I agree with, is that Evans, even though it was a very dangerous attack, on Marcus Lattimore, he stayed in the game. AJ Green did not get to finish the game at all. And I'm just throwing this out there, too, as a question. Why do you think Lattimore didn't get suspended? Because he was probably part of it escalating.
He didn't really do... He didn't do nothing but try to get out of harm's way, Lattimore.
Well, he was going back and forth with Winston on the sideline.
He didn't touch Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston touched him.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston instigated that.
Yeah, Jameis... That was Jameis. Why is the quarterback over there doing that?
The quarterback is hurt.
Yes.
Yeah, the hurt quarterback is getting into a fight on the sideline.
That's your boy. Where is he?
He's over there in the corner. I told him he's not. He's on punishment for the rest of the week. I'm chilling with Todd Gurley.
Actually, he's probably on punishment for now like 2 to 4 weeks because, with the shoulder injury, they've shut him down. And inside injuries right now on rotoexperts.com saying it's about 4 weeks optimal recovery time.
Yeah, you can cut Jameis Winston. I would say if you had two quarterbacks, and I don't care.
100%. You can cut Jameis Winston. He's not going to help you this year. That was a major miss on our parkour.
I don't think you can cut Jameis Winston.
Why?
He might not play for 4 weeks.
Yeah, he might not play the rest of the year for
him. So use him in the playoffs.
Why would you want to use him in the playoffs?
He'd be all right.
Will you use Josh Gordon in the playoffs?
Hell no.
We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Roto Experts live on YouTube and, of course, on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
What's going on, YouTube? This is the Roto Experts presented to you by DX Racer. Next to me, it's the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. Next to him, the King, Scott Angle. On the other side of me is my man, Wall Street Matt Modica. And so much love and kindness given out by fantasy owners to Josh Gordon over the last week or so. And I get it. It's a feel-good story. Josh Gordon returns. But from a fantasy football perspective, I don't believe there's anything to see here. Let's go over the timeline again. Starting today, he is able to return to the Browns facility and participate in meetings for the next 2 weeks. Talk to the trainers. Get to know everybody. He probably doesn't really know Hugh Jackson. Get to know everybody. And he, you know, he doesn't really know Hugh Jackson because
he's not going to need to know.
No, he'll never play for Hugh Jackson.
He barely met. Two trains passing in the night.
If everything goes well, 2 weeks from now, he'll be able to begin practicing.
Talking about practice.
Then, if all goes well after that, week 13 arrives, and he is eligible to play. Now, we are a long way off of that, gentlemen. That is 3 full weeks of fantasy football season before we could play. Now, I've heard from fantasy owners that have picked up Josh Gordon, and they said, listen, you're picking up players that can help you in the playoffs. You're picking up players like Greg Olsen, like Corey Coleman. We're going to get to Corey Coleman in a little bit.
Yeah, who would you rather have, Corey Coleman or Josh Gordon?
I'd much rather have Corey Coleman. And the conversation is that why wouldn't I pick up a talented guy like Josh Gordon? So, Corey, why don't you answer them? Why wouldn't I pick up a guy like Josh Gordon?
Who's going to be throwing the football to Josh Gordon?
Probably DeShone Kizer.
How has that worked so far to everybody else in that offense?
Relatively poorly.
How much? When's the last time Josh Gordon been on a competitively playing football?
17 years ago. Huh?
Thank you. Because today is what? November 7th, 2017?
Happy Election Day.
Right? Happy Election Day. Last time he got on the field was December 21st, 2014.
It's been three years.
I remember how great it was 3 years ago. Son can play.
3 years ago,
and he was doing all of
that.
That
great. In 2014, he had that first game was good, and after that, it was really nothing. Those the next four games, whatever he played.
Yeah, that. But
so
it was,
I mean, we're thinking about 2013 and like all that hoopla and stuff.
Look, it's not going to be that. You're not going to get that from him this year. He might go out there and have a couple nice plays, but you're going to put him, Josh Gordon, in your lineup in week 14. The first week of the fantasy football playoffs, you're asking for a quick stay in the playoffs.
Now, there's two ways to looking at it. It's like, you know, if Randy Moss came out of retirement, you know, would you pick him up? You know, that's one way to look at it.
Josh Gordon's not Randy Moss.
You need a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Yeah, but he doesn't even look that like
the
last time in Tennessee, though. But, you know, to the other point is, you know, the guys are talking about 3 years here. I see why people are doing it because they're like, take a flyer. Maybe the guy comes back and has a big game in the playoffs and then you can roll him out there, but you can't even trust it. Like, so let's say he comes back in week 14. He has a really good game. He could have a dud in week 15. You just haven't seen enough of him to trust it. And I think people are just too hung up on the name value. Now, there's something to be said about, you know, if you are one of the people to pick him up, and a trade, maybe you want to trade him for something to somebody who's going to believe. Because Jake Seeley on his new column on rotoexperts.com this morning was talking about, I talked about, you never know what kind of trades you might see out there in the league besides ours. You know, there are people offering Stephon Diggs for Josh Gordon. So it depends on who you play with. But, you know, you might be able to sell him for something if somebody believes in the name.
And that's what I've heard a lot of, exactly what Scott was referring to. That you may be able to sell this name that Mike Florio and Frank Stanfield told me repeatedly, you pick this guy up because somebody may like the name Josh Gordon and you can get something for
him. But let's talk about that. Josh Gordon for Stephon Diggs, I want to slap that person straight if that person even exists. And I'd be more excited about a 48-year-old Brett Favre coming back to quarterback the Packers than Josh Gordon, who hasn't, you know, been on the field in 3 years with DeShone Kizer throwing him the damn ball. And like Corey said, you're going to put him in your lineup in week 14 so you make the playoffs, that's kind of insane to me.
Now you're right. That person needs to be slapped, and you should probably, you know, send their Twitter handles to Matt so we can do it. But you know what, though? What you do is you slap that person by taking Stephon Diggs from him, because there are people. Look, nobody at this table is going to do it. We're going to advise all our listeners and viewers not to do it, but there are other people who still believe in it, and you know what? Take advantage of it.
Here's the thing. Let's say he comes back week 13, goes off with DeShone Kizer. Does anything change?
Look, if you want to pick him, the only people who should be picking up Josh Gordon are if you're like 7-2, you're dominating, you have the roster spot, and you want to just put him on your bench.
So I can make the argument, and I have many times before, that 7-2, 8-1, whatever, you're never going, there's always going to be someone more valuable on that waiver wire for that bench spot than there is Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon is a waste of space.
Well, what I'm going to do is if I'm 7-2 or I'm 8-1, I'm picking him up. You know, especially if I have more fab than other people, if you're doing fab bids or a higher waiver position, I'm picking him up and I'm spinning him for something like the Stephon Diggs and even strengthening my roster even more for the playoffs. The whole reason that people are doing this is because they say, I want to strengthen my roster for the postseason. Well, guess what?
Go pick up a handcuff. Don't pick up damn Josh Gordon.
You strengthen your roster for the postseason if you pick him up and you deal him for something that helps your team for the playoffs.
I completely agree with you. I completely agree with you that, listen, the only way you bring up Josh Gordon is if you have the bench spot, if you have the room to be able to sell this dude. But I cannot be any clearer. If you watch any show that I'm on or listen to me or follow me on Twitter, you'll know this. Josh Gordon is not going to help you in 2017. He's just not. He hasn't played football in 3 years, and 3 years ago he wasn't good.
This is the man who told you Andrew Luck would not play this year.
You're right. Josh Gordon's not going to help you if he's on your team in 2017, but if you spin him for something that helps you, then he did help you in 2017.
But it's not that easy.
It's not. It really depends on who you play with. Nobody at this table would do it, and any of our listeners and viewers were telling not to do it, but like Jake said this morning in his column, he's getting those kind of questions on Twitter. I'm sure I'm going to get him where people are saying, this guy will take Josh Gordon for me for this. You got to do it. Look, and you guys talk about it might be insulting to an owner to do that, but some people might come at you. And also, if it's insulting on the first thing, you say, look, I just wanted to feel it out. What would you really want? Or just back off.
Well, one of the things, too, with these Twitter things, when people ask, I'm going to offer Josh Gordon for this, that's a different story about if you can get.
Because a lot of times there are unrealistic trade offers. And even more than that, Matt, it's like people don't want to give up something to get something. Like they'll want to trade two bench guys for like a wide receiver one, saying, well, the other guy needs this and this, so I'm going to give him C.J. Anderson and Delanie Walker for Travis Kelce.
Look, if I'm going to have any Browns wide receiver, it's going to be Corey Coleman. That I would have picked up already and put him on my bench. Look, I'm going to root for Josh Gordon as a feel-good story and hope this guy gets his life on track and all that.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. You saw a story yesterday, Corey, where it's like I was drunk or high for every game I've played in my life.
Yeah.
And that was an update on the story we had heard from Maverick Carter a couple of weeks ago.
Yo, imagine that's how good he is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he was sober.
If you want to go back, though, like LT won, like the MVP when he was all coked out.
Yeah, he was out of his mind.
Keith Hernandez was a co-MVP winner when he was all coked out.
What was that guy from the A's who pitched like a no-hitter when he was high?
Oh, was that Ferguson Jenkins or the other guy?
No, Doc Ellis, I think. Doc Ellis, yeah.
Yeah, but that's like cocaine and stuff. Like, but this dude was like drinking lean.
He was on like
acid. He was lit in a lot of ways.
Like, he was like doing stuff that doesn't make you play better. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy. Like, that's wild.
David Wells just hung over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Just fat and hung over.
Yeah. This is crazy with Josh Gordon, how talented he was. Does he still have it?
I wonder if he was drinking like in the locker room
with other players.
Likely.
I think what I read of it though, like he was like shooting up certain things.
Shooting up?
Yeah. But like, I don't know if I read that correctly or not. I gotta read that again.
Scotty tapping veins over here.
I want to say I don't think he was shooting up. At least I would hope not. In 2013, somebody's shooting up. That's crazy. I don't think he was shooting up.
Anyway, Corey Jungle Coleman, he's out football. There. If Corey Coleman is out there, how important is he, Matt, that we grab him?
I'm definitely taking him over Josh Gordon.
Okay, got that.
I mean, I don't know. He's look, he's talented. It's the Kizer factor, though. I mean, Kizer kind of kills everything for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really interested in Corey Kizer and Corey Coleman either. I will say this about Coleman, though. So he's eligible to come off the IR, I believe, week 11.
The argument's going to be, though, with Josh Gordon, and you can say that with Corey Coleman, is the quarterbacks he played with back in the 100%. Day, how horrible they were and what he was able to do.
Gordon said he would take shots to warm up his system.
Well, that's very, very different than shooting guard.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't have that sort of experience to know.
He was taking like shots from like the trainers to liven him up. Not like
I don't know whether he was giving himself the shots. I'm sorry. I don't have that level of experience.
Well, maybe he was doing shots.
I'm not going to ask Dr. A either.
I mean, it's just shots of adrenaline, probably. All right. Corey Coleman, when he comes back, faces Jacksonville and Cincinnati. I don't want him for those games either, that's for sure. I'll take a break. Thanks for watching on YouTube. We'll see you later.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. This right here is the Roto Experts on the program. Talked a lot about Mike Evans before. Suspended in week 10, against the New York Jets. And that opens up a lot of things to DeSean Jackson. But also with Tampa Bay, a lot going on here. I think we need to discuss it. So they benched Jameis Winston at halftime due to the shoulder injury, due to other injuries. And I've said this yesterday, Corey. I don't think it was just the shoulder injury.
I think it was. I think Jameis Winston needs to sit down.
I agree.
I think Cutter realized that too. The immaturity, the actions on the sideline, some of the regression in the play over the past couple of weeks, just not getting it done. I mean, I've been eating these weeks with Jameis Winston too in one of my bigger leagues, and I was just ready for him to go to the bench. I think it was time. I think it was a combination of both, but I think it was. I think a lot of it is based on poor play. But I think the fact that he's not 100% healthy made it easier to send him to the sideline.
I very much agree with that. And, you know, as I said before, we missed on Jameis Winston. I don't think there's any question about that. I think a lot of the fantasy community did. They thought Jameis Winston was going to bust out. They thought the Bucs were going to bust out in 2017.
Same thing with Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, we saw how promising the Bucs looked last year at certain points. And, you know, they thought they were going to take that next step. But, you know, his decision making has been very, very questionable. The accuracy has been erratic. I think Jameis Winston is definitely a cut candidate.
I mean, he's not a cut candidate. You should cut him.
I'm not
playing that game. He should be cut from your team.
I thought DeSean Jackson was really going to help him out on just an NFL level in real football. And he, honestly, the first few weeks just couldn't hit Jackson, overthrown him. They couldn't connect. And it's been, look, the numbers were there, Blake Bortles-esque style. But, yeah, Jameis, regardless of the injury, well, I mean, I think the injury had a lot to do with it, too. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think the guy was ever truly healthy after when he first suffered the shoulder injury. He never missed a game, and they probably should have gave him that game off.
Yeah, he could, you know, inside injuries on rotoexperts.com right now saying he can miss up to 4 weeks. You guys are right. Cut him, you know, pick up a Jacoby Brissett if you need a backup quarterback, you know, that type of guy.
So here's the problem.
Not in
right?
every league.
Well, so currently Jacoby Brissett, I actually have it up, is owned in just 24% of leagues.
That's ridiculous. That's absolutely
at this
ridiculous.
Moment. And a guy like Josh McCown, who I think is another option for him, he's owned in just 35% of leagues right now. So they're out there in many, many
Anybody
leagues.
In the CBS league, so I can hear, I don't want to see these numbers from CBS, because that's ridiculous. If you're cutting Jameis Winston, you need to consider cutting Marcus Mariota, too.
So I read
Mariota's not injured, though.
Yeah, no, and I wouldn't just give up on Mariota.
Jameis Winston is having a better season than Mariota.
No, I look.
But he's hurt. He's going to miss the next 4 weeks.
He doesn't have a shoulder injury that's going to put him on the bench.
Not yet.
You got a hamstring injury.
Then they'll be in the same boat.
So Jacoby Brissett,
the hamstring is not a thing anymore.
If I'm understanding this correctly, Jacoby Brissett is now owning 59% of CBS leagues.
So that's 40. So he's available on 40%. So I would say I would use that as a number. He should be higher than that, but that sounds much better to me. You know how it is. People say, oh, he's the backup quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. Oh, the kid sucks. The Colts.
Yeah, they look at real football, to your point. It's like they have a 2-5 record with Brissett as a starter. You know, in fantasy, he's been putting up the numbers much to Greg's points last week.
When it comes to Marcus Mariota, Mike Mularkey said yesterday, we want him to run the ball a little bit more. And when he said that, it made me think, hey, you know what? Maybe that hamstring's finally healthy. Maybe that's good for his fantasy value, Court.
I don't think so. I think he gets hurt again. Then he gets hurt again by running the football. This guy's going to be injury. Injuries are going to be a thing with him throughout the course of his career. We're already starting to see that now. So he's been a bit of a disappointment this season. Him and Jameis were both mid-round quarterbacks. Him, Jameis, and Carr were mid-round quarterbacks that guys were talking up. And those three guys have not hit. The person in that range that has hit has been Kirk Cousins.
Let me ask you this. Which two quarterbacks are better? Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, or Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota?
Jared Goff and Carson Wentz.
Amazing.
Easily.
Look, Jared Goff's on you. Are they the second best offense, or they're now the best offense? Whatever. It's one or two. They really don't matter.
But
it's
up there. Isn't that amazing, though, that you're now saying you'd rather have Goff and Wentz than Mariota and Winston, where we were just, you know, a couple months ago.
And that's a credit to McVay. You really got to give this guy.
Already looking like Coach of the Year candidate. And here's the other thing, too. I'm going to do my rest of the season ranks on rotoexperts.com later today. You know, with Ezekiel Elliott possibly getting suspended and Kareem Hunt not playing, you know, the way that he did early in the year, we think that Todd Gurley was going to be the number one running back in fantasy football?
No, I don't think we did. I think we... That one's not like, that wouldn't stun
it could
me.
Happen.
It could happen. He's
no, I'm saying right now that. I can rank him as number one and not think twice about
sure.
it.
I just want TFB, your number one quarterback, or I'm going to lay hands on you.
Is he?
Who's number one quarterback, Scott?
What's that?
Who's number one quarterback?
Probably Russell Wilson.
Currently the number one quarterback is Carson Wentz.
Right. Well, he'll definitely be within that top three or four for sure.
Tom Brady, by the way, is
I slightly prefer Dak Prescott.
To Wentz. You said
Wentz,
that before.
Yeah.
You said that before.
Yeah.
Dak sits at 4. Russell sits at 3. Alex Smith, by the
is
way.
Is that total or what about average per
total.
Game?
I'm looking at total. Wentz and Smith have their buys this week.
Right.
The New England Patriots have the number one offense in the NFL as on a points, on a yards per game basis. On a total points, it is the Philadelphia Eagles have the number one offense. The Rams are second. So... And then on a points per game basis, which is the way I would look at it, the Los Angeles Rams are number one offense in the NFL.
There you go. How about that? Isn't that crazy? The Rams, Patriots.
And Sammy Watkins is on waiver wire.
And Sammy Watkins is brutal.
It's not crazy he's on waiver wire.
No, it's crazy that he's number one option in the NFL.
They have the number one offense in the NFL.
It's crazy that he's not doing nothing.
And he's not doing nothing.
Yeah.
I would have, look, people that are picking up Josh Gordon and not picking up Sammy Watkins, I would have, I'm not saying start Sammy Watkins, but I'd have Watkins on my bench. I would be starting Watkins if need be, with the what was it, 4 buys this week. If need be, they're playing Houston, and even if he gets that one catch touchdown, we saw what he could do last week.
Yeah, 13
Texans
points on one play.
Secondary is
a who would you rather start this week, Robert Woods or Sammy Watkins?
Robert Woods.
I'm going to start Robert Woods.
All right,
Robert Woods is just getting more
in unison.
All right, so
stereo. Yeah.
All right, so to save it for tomorrow, but I want to do it now because we're talking about the Rams. Robert Woods going forward. I want to know your confidence level in him. So, would you rather have going forward Robert Woods or Sammy Watkins? You all said Robert Woods this week, and that means I would assume going forward. So, I'll move on. Would you rather have Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp?
Robert Woods.
Instantly from the King.
Number one option.
Yeah, I'm going to say Robert Woods. I wouldn't write off Kupp, though. But
you'd rather have Robert Woods. Okay. Would you rather have Robert Woods or Mohamed Sanu?
Robert Woods.
I'm going to stick with
also
that.
Say Woods.
I'm going to stick with Woods as
unanimously.
Well.
Yeah. Would you rather
he's
have
the number one guy and, you know.
Would you rather have Robert Woods or Marvin Jones?
You know what? I'm going to say Marvin Jones. I feel it's more yardage, upside, and touchdown potential. Those two touchdowns Woods scored this week were his first two of the season.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Marvin Jones as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's close, but I'm going to
say. So I found one for you.
I'm not the Marvin Jones guy.
I understand that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with Robert Woods.
So you're going to stay with Robert Woods.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have Robert Woods or Ted Ginn?
That's a good one right there.
I'm going to say Ginn because I think the catch and yardage numbers are going to be similar, but I think Ginn is more likely to score.
Okay.
I think Robert Woods is going to give you that more of a floor type. So I'd take that. If I was looking for an upside play, it would be Ginn.
It would be it's a tough one right here. I would give the slight edge to Ginn Jr.
So those are very, very close.
It's just I'm looking at this Saints offense. It's a different type of offense.
It is.
Now. It really is.
It's amazing to think the Rams have the more explosive offense than the New Orleans Saints. And that's what it is. The passing game, at least.
Yeah. What I do like about Ginn is that Willie Snead is a non-entity.
Non-entity, yeah. Totally. Would you rather have Robert Woods or Josh Doctson?
Robert Woods.
Look, Doctson, they're playing, Minnesota this week? Mm-hmm. So that's another tough matchup. But I do feel at some point before this year's over, Doctson is going
to matter.
It's going to matter at some point.
He matters to Scott, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, Doctson can hit the big play, but I feel like Woods is going to be more consistent.
Robert Woods just does look, he looks different to me. I've been able to watch this guy as a Bills fan the last few years, and you saw that playing, whatever, that 3rd and 34, how he just, I don't know, he hit like an extra gear.
Doctson means a lot to me, Woods means a lot to you.
Which means nothing to me.
that catch and run against the Giants was pretty pathetic.
The Giants are pathetic, Scott.
Yeah. It was ultra pathetic.
Yes, Scott, that's really... that was a 51-7 game. That was the game-winning catch.
I love it.
They did score more than seven. Gotta give him a little credit.
I don't know what I have to bring the Giants into it. It seems unnecessary.
It's fun.
Would you rather have Robert Woods or Randall Cobb?
Robert Woods.
I'm going to take Robert Woods. I mean, just look at the quarterback, Goff versus Huntley.
Yeah, I don't think Cobb is rosterable going forward.
Would you rather have Robert Woods or Jory Nelson?
Robert Woods.
That's crazy.
It ain't August, folks.
That's crazy.
Woods.
I guess Woods. Wow.
Robert Woods or Devontae Adams?
I would take Adams.
Take Adams.
I would take Adams.
Woods. That's the one you like
I think
best.
Adams can stay involved in the offense a little bit more than the other guys because of his skill set, and he runs more quarterback-friendly routes.
There's no upside for Adams. I'm going Woods.
I'm going to flip a coin here. Oh, man. You know what? Screw it. I'll go Woods.
Wow. Robert Woods over all the Packers wide receivers. Okay. Last one for Matt. Robert Woods or Corey Davis?
I'm going for the home run. You Corey Davis.
There is nothing I could have said. Nothing.
Corey Davis.
You too?
Yes.
There you go,
tremendous
King.
Upside going forward.
Corey Davis.
You guys are ridiculous. It's Roto Experts of the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
So we're back here on the Roto Experts, and Scott said something a couple moments ago that wouldn't, you know, he says Todd Gurley, number one running back in fantasy, and he says that very confidently, that there's no second thoughts about it, that very comfortable in saying Todd Gurley is the number one running back in fantasy football. Now, the number one running back in fantasy football for most of this year has been Kareem Hunt, and he got off into running. From that very first game against New England, where he put up a bajillion yards after that fumble. Yet, over the last few weeks, Kareem Hunt, I don't know if you want to call it a rookie wall, but he's hit something. In the game against Denver, 22 carries for 46 yards.
Denver shuts down the run. You got to give him a pass on that one.
Denver did do everything to shut down that game.
In the game against Dallas, 9 carries for 37 yards.
He was on the field, what, 50%? It was
the least amount of snaps that he has played in a game this season.
I will say this. Buy this guy. I mean, they have the buy this week. If there was ever a buying opportunity, you look at the rest of the season schedule, I would pay, you know, top dollar.
That thing that they got on in the Dallas game, they got a little bit of that Andy Reid forget about the running game. They got on the negative side of the game strip,
yep.
and then when Sean Lee is out there, it's not really going to be that much action.
I'll say this. I understand what you're saying about Kareem Hunt. That bye. But is there any truth, Matt, to the thought of two thoughts really? Number one, it's the most games that a kid like this, small school, coming out of a small school, by far is going to play in his life in a single season. And in the NFL, which is a large toll on your body, that down the stretch, he may fade. That's one thought. The second thought is, not to compare this to you, but the last time a Chiefs running back started out hot last year, Spencer Ware, he died the second half of the year.
I like that second
one. Spencer Ware got hurt, too. Get hurt last year, and it was never the same.
Yep.
The other thing, if you want to look at it, the bye couldn't come at a better time
totally. For
Kansas City.
Totally.
And for Kareem Hunt, if we want to play that rookie war, he's going to have the week off. I think, if anything, this was a usage problem this past week. 2 weeks ago, Denver made a concerted effort to shut down that run. I think he does need to be more involved in the passing game as well with the drop. Get that kid in open space as much as possible. I mean, maybe it's me and I'm just too in love with the player, but I would be paying top dollar.
Scott, Kareem Hunt, who Matt wants to pay top dollar for, the ultimate buy low, you got to do this. If he's available, you go out and get him. Hasn't scored a touchdown since September 24th.
Right.
That's a long time.
I don't know if I can stick the label of hit the wall on him. Because it depends on the player, really. I just don't want to say that just because he is a rookie. Every player is different. I would certainly buy on him. As far as, you know, against Denver, they're like middle of the pack against the run. So I would expect a better performance. You know, you look at Orleans Darkwood ripping them up. So, you know, Denver can be had against the run more than the pass. And, you know, the defense spends a lot of time on the field. As far as Hunt goes, I'd still, if Zeke's not getting suspended, probably rest of the way, I'd probably go Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, then Zeke. I go Le'Veon, Zeke, Gurley, and, you know, then probably
changing
still Hunt.
Changing it already.
I forgot about Le'Veon Bell there for a second.
The one thing
so
about
good you forget
Hunt
about him.
Not scoring touchdowns. The Chiefs really haven't had the ball inside the five. And that does make a difference. When you don't look, if you don't have those goal line opportunities, it's going to be harder to score. I mean, yes, you can, you know, should be able to take one from the 20 or whatever. But that's just another thing to put out there.
The Denver Broncos, though, they're still only opposing rushing attacks only average 88 yards a game against them. They only give them 3 touchdowns. They are still one of the premier defenses.
They give up 112.4 rushing yards per game.
And then they give up 88 rushing yards per game.
I'm looking at NFL.com. It says 112.4.
I'm looking at defense
average
rushing yards game, 88.4.
Is it just against running backs?
Who else runs the football, Scott?
Quarterbacks.
I don't know. This is
NFL.com says they're 14th in the league against the run.
I got them at 5th, Scott.
They're against the 5th running backs? Against, are you looking at fantasy?
No, I'm not looking at fantasy. I'm looking at NFL. Looking at the numbers, the Philadelphia.
Well, they
Eagles,
haven't been total shutdown. I mean, Orleans Darkwood did
they've
rip
only
them
given
up.
They've only given up 3 rushing touchdowns on the season. It's
I have
the strength of that team is the ability to stop the run.
I have Denver is 5th against the run.
Yeah, that's the same place I got him. Yeah. Now he got him on the back end. He got him on Pittsburgh's been excellent against the run too. They got in a bad game script against Pittsburgh. Kansas City does not match up well against Pittsburgh. And then the Dallas game, it was a little bit of Andy Reid. Other than that, kid has been fine. He's been doing what he's supposed to do. So I'm not really tripping off that. He's still catching 3 to 5 passes a game. So I think like everybody says, the bye week comes at the correct time for him. If you're worried about him, yeah, if you want to sell him, you don't think it's going to work, I don't have a problem with you doing that. I think that would be a mistake. Just need to start getting in the end zone a little bit more. But I also think that Alex Smith and Alex Smith, resorting back to Alex Smith is kind of slowing that offense down some.
No, you kind of said two things there, Corey. You said you don't have a problem with people that are concerned selling him, but you wouldn't because you don't believe he's hitting the rookie wall. You believe it. Bye week's him at the right time, like Kareem Hunt's going to be fine.
Yeah.
So do you have a problem with people selling him?
I don't think they should sell him, but if you're selling him, make sure you get back a top 10 guy rest of the way. At either position, whatever you need. Listen, people will buy this guy.
Should we?
Yeah, you should.
Okay.
Do you not think he's a top 10 guy wrestler?
Me, yes. Me personally, I'm buying, me personally, Matt, on Kareem Hunt. I think the touchdown thing personally is fluky. I think that you're absolutely right. They haven't gotten inside the five. I think they have like the least amount of calories there of any team in the NFL over the last whatever weeks. But I also subscribe to Corey's theory that Alex Smith's turning back into a pumpkin. That is completely hampered this offense in a major way. And I also think there is some truth to the fact that Kareem Hunt's slowing down. That is a lot of wear and tear on the body.
All of that,
I think it's all real.
That mixed up. All of that mixed up. But the schedule is going to open up.
Sure.
They got bum-ass Giants.
Yep.
Then they got Buffalo. Then they got the Jets. They got Oakland. And they got the Clippers.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's awesome.
Yeah, great time to buy.
However, I will... I don't think it's a great time to buy. I think
look at the schedule.
I just did.
So why don't you agree it's a great time then?
Well, I just said it. That I think that everything we have said about Kareem Hunt, about Alex Smith turning back into a pumpkin, that Kareem Hunt, I believe, is slowing down because it's a lot of wear and tear on this body, and it's a lot of games played. I think there are several running backs I would just rather have more. You mentioned Le'Veon Bell. You mentioned Todd Gurley. You mentioned Ezekiel Elliott pending suspension. Like, I would absolutely rather have all three of those guys more.
So would I, but if I'm looking to upgrade my running back spot, looking at that schedule, and what Matt talks about, I want to go ahead and buy on him.
Well, listen.
If I'm starting Doug Martin and DeMarco Murray right now,
Yes, of course. I'm not saying DeMarco Murray and Doug Martin are better than Kareem Hunt. I'm not. But I'd rather have Zeke. I'd rather have Gurley. I'd rather have Le'Veon Bell. I think you make an argument that you'd rather have Melvin Gordon. I think you make an argument, potentially, that you'd rather have Leonard Fournette. I think you could even talk about the guys in New Orleans as well. I think those are... Now, talking...
So you're talking about half the league. So there's like 5-6 teams in the league, that... should still go out and buy him then.
Certainly. Yeah. Yes, of course. That I'm not saying that Kareem Hunt stinks. I'm not saying that he is not better than a lot of the crap out there. But I don't think for a guy that's been the number one overall running back in fantasy for a lot of this season, I don't know that the rest of the way. I don't think that over the next 7 weeks of the fantasy season, which is what we have left, if you make the championship, I don't know that he will finish as the number one or in the top three.
Yeah, I wouldn't be giving up Kamara Ingram necessarily to get him.
But that's a big statement you're making there. That you're not going to give necessarily.
I'm going to take Hunt over both of them, and I love Ingram and Kamara.
I know you do.
Hunt is really the one, he is the main back there.
Absolutely.
Those two guys are still splitting, even though, look, Ingram's got a ton of touches since the post-Peterson trade. There's one guy versus there's two guys in the backfield. And it's still, every week, it kind of shifts a little back and forth. The other one, I'm going to take the solo.
Yeah, but, you look at the first few weeks, 45, 25, 25. Over the last 6 weeks, you try to average that out. Like, he's the number two running back in fantasy football, and you don't take away the first 3 weeks, but over the last 6 weeks, 14, 16, 15, 9, 10, that doesn't suck, but that doesn't put him in RB1 territory.
And that's
either.
Exactly the conversation I was having.
But what I'm going to look at is the bye's coming at the perfect time, and the schedule just sets
the
up
rest
so
in the schedule,
nice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ride with the guy.
Scott, you made a statement a moment ago that you have, the rest of the way, you have Kareem Hunt as your number four guy behind Bell, behind Zeke, pending suspension,
right.
And behind Todd Gurley. Are you standing by that? Because you kind of bought into my thing. You just said you wouldn't necessarily trade Ingram and Kamara for him. So that's a big difference.
I hear where you're coming from, but what I'm saying is if you have Ingram and Kamara, you don't feel like you have to trade for him. I'd probably rather have him, but you don't have to feel like you have to deal for
but
him.
But I want to improve my team. If I want to improve my team. So I want to know rest of the season ranks here.
I have Alvin Kamara running back, I don't need to improve my team at that spot.
I disagree. I think you're always looking to improve. If I'm buying on that,
but then I probably got to weaken my team somewhere else.
No, necessarily. Because if you're me, maybe you like Alvin Kamara better. Okay, right. And you're Matt. He likes Kareem Hunt better. You don't. I want to know where you stand.
Well, where I stand is, you know, if I have Alvin Kamara, I don't need to have like what maybe the number. If Kamara's my six, and Safe Hunt is my four. I don't need to move up from 6 to 4.
And you
want to
throw in like this top 7 kind of conversation and stuff with top 8 at least, Jerick McKinnon. I want that guy. You see what he's doing? He catches the ball. He's going to be a huge part of this offense if they're going to be successful.
I'll definitely take Kareem Hunt over Jerick McKinnon.
Oh yeah, no, I'm taking Hunt. And I'm taking. But if I have McKinnon, I'm taking the Saint running backs too.
Okay, if I have McKinnon, I don't need to get Hunt.
I disagree with that. We'll wrap up the Kareem Hunt conversation with Jerick McKinnon when we come back here on the Roto Experts.
The award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network is your free fantasy source 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can catch this show and many others live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn Radio. Want to listen on your computer at work? Go to fntsy.com/radio or check us out on YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page, where you can ask questions, discuss topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your questions on the air. The number is 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 days a year fantasy sports network of its kind without a subscription. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your fantasy source.
Conversation we were just having, Scotty, was about obviously Kareem Hunt, was about Jerick McKinnon, and you said that if you have Jerick McKinnon, you feel comfortable enough that you wouldn't go out and try to replace Jerick McKinnon with a Kareem Hunt, right?
Right. Now, look, nothing fantasy football is absolute. You never know what kind of offers you're going to kind of come across your table, but. In most cases, if I have what I say for the rest of the way, if I have the number 7 running back and I want to upgrade to number 4 or number 5 and I got to sacrifice something else on my team to do it, I don't feel like I'm going to do it. Now, look, we've seen all kinds of crazy trades out there. You know, there's a lot of fantasy football leagues out there. Somebody's going to offer me Kareem Hunt for McKinnon. Of course I'm going to take it, but I'm not going to go out and say, you know, that I need to get Kareem Hunt. If I have Jerick McKinnon, I'm satisfied with my RB1 spot.
That's a nasty one, too. If I had to pick one ROS, I would go Jerick McKinnon.
So you would go Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah,
wow.
I would go Jerick McKinnon.
So
he's too involved right now. As a matter of fact, what week did Sun get hurt?
4-ish, yeah. Around there. So here's the thing. Corey. So
from week 5 to week 9, I would almost bet that Jerick McKinnon is. It's a standard. Let me go to a point per reception. From week 5 to week 9, Jerick McKinnon is RB3. Kareem Hunt is RB14.
Mm-hmm. And this is the conversation we're having. So you're saying, listen, you wouldn't trade Kareem Hunt. You would still buy Kareem Hunt, but the Kareem Hunt owner is going to want a guy potentially like the New Orleans guys, like Jerick McKinnon, and you're not doing that.
Like Leonard Fournette.
Like Leonard Fournette, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I would so you value. Believe,
I'm sorry,
I would value McKinnon, Fournette,
New Orleans guys,
the New Orleans guys more than I value Mr. Hunt.
So that means, given what you are saying, I know Scott, you said the same thing a moment ago with the New Orleans guys and Jerick McKinnon. I don't know where you stand on Fournette, but. That means Kareem Hunt is now a back end of the top 12.
He's a back end RB1 right now.
Corey makes a lot of great points.
That's why they brought
me
here.
Very fair. It's very fair.
He is a back end RB1 the rest of the way, you guys are saying.
Yeah.
Very interesting. For a guy that's been basically the RB1 all year long.
I probably, for volume, I'd still take him over Kamara and Ingram, but it's very close. And if I have Kamara and Ingram, I don't feel like I need to upgrade to Hunt.
I think. But this is the thing. It's not an upgrade. in Corey's mind, right. in your mind. You're not upgrading the Hunt. You're
I'm also projecting forward, and I think with the volume, the talent, the bye week, and the schedule, will continue to put Kareem Hunt at least in that mid-range RB1 conversation, but I totally hear where Corey's coming from.
Corey.
Yo.
So you believe he's a back-end now RB1 the rest of the way, given the schedule that you read out yourself.
Yeah, I think he's the back-end RB1 the rest of the way. He's still an RB1. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's not like you're getting a big, tremendous drop-off from these guys. The workload is going to be there. He's not really going to put up too many duds. You want to see him get in the end zone more, but he's just not getting the kind of work that these dudes are getting right now, and he's not producing the way these dudes are producing. I like them better going forward.
I find it very interesting. That's where we've gone with Kareem Hunt. Given the wear and tear, given the lack of touchdowns.
I don't know how much wear and tear there is. It's like 9 games.
Okay, so if you don't believe there's a wear and tear.
How many games did he play in college? 10?
Yeah, 100%. So that's where the wear and tear is. He's also getting a ton of carries. He's not supposed to play anybody. So he's getting a ton of carries. So that's where the wear and tear
is. He's not as maybe as talented as this guy, though, but you look at Ezekiel Elliott, he had the same wear and tear.
Totally, a ton of carries.
Totally different. Ezekiel Elliott played for Ohio State.
He played 14 games every year.
Yeah, he was a bell cow for Ohio State.
Massive man.
Yeah, and he's a generational type player. That's not a fair comparison.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that the build is at all very, very similar between Zeke and Kareem Hunt. Okay. Personally.
Fair enough. Zeke is a type of dude where he gets stronger as the season goes on. You feel what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is, though, and you guys make great points. I got to agree with you there. So, but look, he's got the bye week and a great schedule coming up. So I think things are going to improve going forward.
Well, if they improve going forward, then project him higher than you are now. If that's what you believe.
No, I say it's still like top 4 or 5 to be going forward.
You just said you like the New Orleans guys better.
No, I didn't say that. Corey said
that. I thought you said that as well.
No.
I said you would trade for him.
Okay. If I have those guys.
So you're sticking with your number 4 overall.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. By the way, if you think you'd give DFS a try, make sure you check out Fantasy Factor because it's the perfect daily fantasy site for the casual recreational player. Flatter prize pool, smaller field, single entry contest only. Fantasy Factor runs NFL and NBA free rolls each and every week. Free to enter. Sign up today at www.fantasyfactor.com. We'll take a break. When we come back, we go live on television. I'll talk more on Monday Night Football and do a bunch of waiver wires the rest of the way. It's the Roto Expert, sponsored by Dance Racer.